Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so what's the latest with this AutoPen investigation? Pat, let's make this our random start here in the 8 o'clock hour. By the way, we've got the phone lines open here, I think, for the entire 8 o'clock hour, unless we've got some guest on that we're not tracking. But you can be our guest. All you got to do is call in 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. And then you probably won't be with us for the full hour, but at least for a good chunk of the 9 o'clock hour, we've got Commissioner of Political Practices here in Montana, Chris Gallis, is going to join us. So I'm very much looking forward to that conversation, talking about cracking down on foreign money in our Montana elections. The Democrats didn't want to crack down on foreign money in our elections. And then even a handful of Republicans apparently didn't want to crack down on foreign money in our elections. But it sounds like the commissioner's office is still pretty hopeful that they've got some teeth behind this legislation to still go after this foreign influence in our elections. So that'll be coming up later on in the 9 o'clock hour. All right, the auto pen. Look, we saw it with our own eyes. Who was running the country for the past 4 years? Here is what White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt had to say about Joe Biden's last-minute pardons.
The Americans saw with their own eyes a mentally incompetent president, and they want answers for that, and the president believes they should have
them. And something that just crossed your mind, how mad do you think President Trump is going to be when he finds out that Elon Musk said, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it."
Look, the president already knows where Elon Musk stood on this bill. It doesn't change the president's opinion. This is one big, beautiful bill, and he's sticking to it.
All right. Hey, that's another big topic we want to get to as well. But I played the wrong soundbite. I've got a longer soundbite where she talks about Joe Biden's last-minute pardons. But first, what is the status of this investigation? If you guys missed it, James Comer, Congressman James Comer was on with Hannity last night.
We've had communication for over a week now with their attorneys. We notified the four staffers and Dr. O'Connor 10 days ago. We've made rapid progress in 10 days. You have to give them an opportunity to come in voluntarily. You have to give them an opportunity to hire an attorney, in other words, due process. They've hired attorneys. Our staff attorneys have been communicating with their attorneys. I'm very pleased to announce tonight that I expect a date to be announced very soon where every staffer will be coming forward and answering questions voluntarily by our committee. If for some reason they backtrack in the next 24 hours, then they will receive a subpoena, and they know that. With Dr. O'Connor, we have a call tomorrow with his attorneys. I expect the same from Dr. O'Connor. So this investigation is moving at a rapid pace, Sean, and you know that there's been a ton of information that's come out in the last 7 days from eyewitness accounts, the tell-all books, the Tapper book, people like Buttigieg, interviews that have surfaced where Joe Biden didn't know about executive orders he just signed. So this investigation, I think, is going to move at a pace that we're very pleased to see for a congressional investigation.
Yeah, massive political scandal here, not just the entire Joe Biden presidency, but the fact that staffers, and maybe staffers alone, issued out thousands of pardons for criminals using an auto pen.
It's June 4th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Safe Day. It's about preventing gun tragedies at home. According to NationwideChildren.org, every year, nearly 1,300 kids die from gun accidents in homes, and many more are seriously injured. In 1989, thousands die in the Tiananmen Square massacre in Beijing, China. Chinese troops using assault rifles and tanks massacred unarmed civilians who had taken part in pro-democracy protests. Also on this day in 1984, The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, releases Born in the USA. The 15-time platinum album has sold more than 30 million copies, making it his most successful album. Born on this day in 1975, actress, director, producer, screenwriter Angelina Jolie, and George III, the King of Britain during the American Revolution. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Democrats are the party of mentally unstable nut jobs. That's an actual study that came out. TheFederalist.com has the headline. But the study came out from Tufts and Yale University. They both did this big study about mental health. And basically, you've got a massive difference between self-identified conservatives compared to self-identified liberals. And basically, the Democrats, according to this research, have a much bigger challenge when it comes to mental health than self-identified conservative Republican males. Pretty interesting. But then again, let's just look at some of the crazy policies that are being embraced by the Democrats today. There are no moderates. They are the no moderates allowed party. And by the way, anybody claiming to be a moderate, we've seen these fake phony moderates here in Montana. Eventually they get exposed and eventually they get kicked to the curb like John Tester. But anybody who would put a D behind their name in today's day and age, given everything this party stands for and everything that party stands against, is no moderate. They are a phony who is pretending to be a moderate so they can try to dupe the voters in an upcoming election. I mean, this story continues to remind us of just how outrageous this illegal alien invasion over the last 4 years truly was. The radical Islamic terrorist down in Boulder, Colorado, he literally made his own flamethrower to light Jews on fire, to burn a Holocaust survivor alive. That's what this guy did, knowingly, deliberately. He planned it out. He even wrote a letter that he left behind for his family. The guy was allowed into this country by the Biden regime. He then overstayed his visa and should have been kicked out of this country. But instead, you know, the Biden regime, they allowed 21 million illegals to invade this country. So of course, they're going to allow people to stay here illegally as well. The White House had a great post on X yesterday. 6 one-way tickets for Mohammed's wife and 5 kids. Final boarding call coming soon. Now, the family of this Islamic terrorist could have been deported as soon as last night. I don't know if you guys, have you guys heard a news update yet? I might have missed it during one of the news updates this morning. If his family, now his kids aren't even little kids. They're you know, now grown adults. They're all out of high school because he had been planning a terrorist attack like this for so long. And we know this now because he was waiting until his last kid graduated high school so that he could then commit this terrorist attack. How many of you, you know, I was just talking with a friend yesterday, and, you know, we've got our first kid graduating coming up this weekend, and he's got his last kid graduating high school coming up this weekend. So we were talking about that. But how many of you, it's like, well, yeah, got my last kid through high school, and what are you planning now? You're planning that move you were always thinking about making. Especially now that you can work remote. Why would you work from this location when you could work from your hometown or something like that, right? Maybe you're planning a big trip, big family vacation. Maybe you're thinking, you know what, I can go do that community service, you know, missions trip overseas to help out with the church that I've always been wanting to do. You know, the kids are out of school now. No, instead, this radical Islamic terrorist who came into this country under the Joe Biden, John Tester regime, he says, well, last kid's graduating, now he's going to go commit a terrorist attack. That's how long this guy had been planning this. Anyway, here is Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
Hi, everyone. I'm Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Today, the Department of Homeland Security and ICE are taking the family of suspected Boulder, Colorado terrorist and illegal alien Mohammed Soleiman into ICE custody. Now, Mohammed's despicable actions will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But we're also investigating to what extent his family knew about this horrific attack, if they had any knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it. I am continuing to pray for the victims of this attack and for all of their families. Our thoughts and our prayers go out to all of them, and I want them to know that justice will be served.
All right, that was Secretary Noem posting that video on X yesterday. Here's another crazy story, because, again, this isn't just an isolated incident that we are seeing with these illegal aliens committing vicious, horrendous crimes here on American soil. This is another headline here from thedailywire.com. A teenager molested by an illegal alien who the Biden administration sent her to live with, according to police. Do you guys remember when President Trump did his big Trump rally in Great Falls, Montana? I think this was back during the 2018 elections. And Donald Trump did a big rally in Great Falls. I was there. I'm sure many of you were there, especially if you're listening to KINX right now. Remember when he was talking about Elizabeth Warren, you know, Pocahontas, as he calls her, the woman who lied about being Native American, the senator from Massachusetts. And remember when he joked about her taking a DNA test to verify her fake Native American background that she lied about. And then eventually she took the test, and basically the DNA test confirmed that she was even whiter than Bill Clinton's pasty white thighs jogging to a McDonald's in the 1990s. But do you remember her initial response before she took the DNA test that proved she was whiter than Bill Clinton's pasty white thighs jogging to a McDonald's in the 1990s? Do you remember what she said about illegal aliens crossing our border and how outraged she was that we were doing DNA testing? Well, I'll tell you about that, because it ties into this story next.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. If you're taking money out from an ATM and it's not a machine run by your bank, you'll probably be paying more than ever before. Bankrate found that out-of-network ATM fees are at the highest levels since it began tracking them back in 1998. The average this year is $4.77. According to Greg McBride, Bankrate's chief financial analyst, when making withdrawals, go to in-network ATMs or get cash back when using a debit card. Also, check out if your bank participates in a nationwide ATM network that can be used free of charge. Overdraft fees are also higher this year and topping $27. McBride said it's important to check your balance before making a notable purchase or withdrawal to avoid overdraft or insufficient funds fees. And don't opt into overdraft protection on small dollar ATM and debit card transactions, and link your checking account and savings account so any shortfall is covered by your own funds and not the bank's. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Well, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is this. The Montana legislature passed a bill to ban foreign money in Montana elections. Here's the bad news. It got watered down by Democrats and a handful of Republicans. But can Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices still enforce it under existing Montana law? We're going to talk about that and more on Wednesday's Montana Talks right here. Statewide, 9 to 10, the show where you get to talk.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's not just who Joe Biden and the Democrats allowed into this country illegally. It's also who they allowed into the country legally as well. I mean, we're seeing that with this student visa debate and how they brought in, you know, basically people that hate America, that want to rally against America on American soil, and they bring them in on student visas. And then we subsidize foreign students to the tune of $2 billion. Did you guys hear about this Chinese national who has now been arrested by the FBI, who is alleged to have smuggled a dangerous fungus into this country. It's an agro-terrorism agent called Fusarium graminearum, which could is basically a disease of wheat, barley, maize, and rice that could cause significant health issues in both humans and livestock. Oh, do we have any of those farm products here in Montana? Okay, so, yeah, it turns out this Chinese national was working at a university in Michigan. And so, again, it's not just who they allow into this country illegally. It's who gets allowed into this country legally as well. The whole system is being abused and scammed. But think about it. Remember when we had Chief Chris Klemm? He's a retired Border Patrol chief. He joined us here on the show. We did a big statewide tour with him and Americans for Prosperity Montana, where we did this big border security tour all across Montana. I think we started in Missoula and went to Kalispell, then to Bozeman, then to Billings. And, you know, he talked about the fact that in just, what, a two-year period, 50,000 Chinese nationals were allowed into this country illegally. Now, many of them could have been good people that were trying to flee communist China, right? I know some. I know at least a couple of incredible, folks here in Montana who fled communist China and who love Donald Trump and who love America, right? 50,000 illegal aliens. And then how many thousands of Chinese students are studying on our college campuses? I shared the numbers the other day that you've got more Chinese students at Harvard than there are Asian American students at Harvard. And this is the same Harvard that fought to keep Asian American students from being on their campus in the first place because they thought there were too many Asian American students. They got more Chinese students than they do Asian American students on the Harvard campus. And they want to fight Donald J. Trump to keep it that way. 50,000 illegal aliens from China alone. But back to this story about this teenager that was molested by an illegal alien. So Elizabeth Warren, Donald Trump called her out in Great Falls at a Trump rally back in 2018. And he said, I want her to take a DNA test to prove if she's Native American or not. Because we all knew she was lying about it, right? Speaking of Harvard, oh, she loved to brag about being Native American at Harvard. And boy, they loved having her on their faculty. They could have had a real Native American, could have provided an opportunity to a real Native American. But, you know, they'd rather give it to a fake Native American, just like they don't want Asian Americans, but they'll take all the Chinese students there, right? So Donald Trump challenged her to take a DNA test. Eventually, she takes the DNA test. And it confirms she's really, really white. I'm talking really, really, really white. Which is funny because that shouldn't offend anybody. But, you know, if you're a liberal leftist, being white is like one of the worst things you could be. One of the worst things you could be. Much worse than being a radical Islamic terrorist. Much worse than being a drug cartel operative. Much worse than being a Chinese intelligence agent operating under a student visa. So, but before she took the DNA test, she responded with an attack on Donald Trump. Yeah, you know what? It's not so bad that Donald Trump is challenging me to take a DNA test. What's so bad is that Donald Trump is making kids take DNA tests on the border. Because remember when Donald Trump was working to secure our borders during his first term, remember the Democrats were standing in opposition to that. And Donald Trump, as you had these military-aged males coming across the southern border with kids, we didn't know if these were drug cartel operatives. We didn't know if these were human traffickers, sex traffickers. We didn't know who these military-aged males were that were coming across the border with young girls and even young boys. The DNA tests were done to protect the kids. so that we actually knew whether that military-aged male that they were traveling with actually was a male relative, was dad or at least an uncle or something, right? And Elizabeth Warren and the Democrats despised that that protection was being put in place. They just wanted people to freely come into this country. They didn't care who it was. And then remember, Joe Biden, how many kids did Joe Biden lose track of? I need to ask Grok. Was it hundreds of thousands or was it tens of thousands? Let me type that in real fast here. How many kids did the Biden administration lose track of? I'm going to type that in because I feel like it was hundreds of thousands, but maybe it's 85,000. That's the sad part is it was so many that how many of us even know just how many kids the Biden regime lost track of during their human trafficking operation on our southern border and the northern border, too. So this story here from the Daily Wire, a 37-year-old illegal immigrant man was arrested for allegedly sexually abusing at least one teen girl who the federal government, our own government, sent to live with him as part of the Biden administration's scheme to place unaccompanied alien children in the homes of unrelated, loosely vetted sponsors. Wilson Manfredo Lopez Carrillo was arrested by the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office in Florida on May 22nd and charged with 3 counts of sexual assault on a minor. So the Democrats didn't want us to be able to do DNA tests on kids on the border to find out if these kids were actually traveling with family members when they were being smuggled across the southern border, potentially into the hands of sex traffickers. But then in this instance, they knew that she wasn't traveling with a family member, and they put her into the hands of somebody who has now sexually abused her, not even a relative. So when we talk about how crazy their policies are, how radical their policies are, this is what we're talking about. And yet they virtue signal, they pretend that they care more about kids, that they care more about migrants. They virtue signal and pretend to care more about everybody and everything. And yet they allow this to happen. And why aren't they as outraged by this illegal immigrant and this terrorist attack on Jews? I mean, it's just insane. And that's why when we go back to this story that I opened up the hour with, Democrats are the party of mentally unstable nut jobs. Jimmy Failla raised a great question. Did we really need a study to tell us that? A whopping 45% of self-described liberal respondents described their mental well-being as poor, while just 19% of self-described conservatives offered the same response. The data comes from the 2022 and 2023 cooperative election study surveys. So you think about this. This study showing how mentally unstable Democrats are, these numbers came from 2022 and 2023. In other words, if you think these people lost their minds simply because Donald J. Trump was elected president of the United States again, imagine how much worse the numbers are now, because these people say that they already lost their minds, and that was before Donald J. Trump was elected to be the 47th president of the United States once again. Here's the clip for those who haven't seen or heard it yet here. Charlie Kirk shared this on X from Fox News, because Charlie Kirk, raised the question, too. Did we really need a survey and a study to tell us this?
With conservative political views, 51-45% when it comes to excellent versus poor. Yeah. And I don't think the Democrats would have expected that.
I don't know, man. I didn't need a poll to know they were unwell. Just drive around and see someone wearing a mask in their car. And you know who they're voting for, and you know they're not okay.
Speaking of masks, Democrats are big mad that our brave men and women in law enforcement, our ICE agents in particular, are wearing masks when they conduct their law enforcement operations against terrorists, illegal aliens, cartel operatives. And I've even seen this on the Montana Politics hashtag. You will see some of the Democrats on the Montana Politics hashtag demand, why are these police officers covering their faces? Why are these ICE agents covering their faces? Well, here you go. Here is the acting ICE director, Todd Lyons.
I'm going to answer the mask question. So, not the mask. So a lot of agencies were invited to come out 2 weeks ago in Los Angeles where we ran an operation where ICE officers were doxxed. So let's just say that again. People are out there taking photos of the names, their faces, and posting them online with death threats to their family and themselves. So I'm sorry if people are offended by them wearing masks, but I'm not going to let my officers and agents go out there and put their lives on the line and their family on the line because people don't like what immigration enforcement is. They are wearing those masks because we ran an operation with the Secret Service. We arrested someone that was going online, taking their photos, posting their families, their kids' Instagram, their kids' Facebooks.
It's almost like the Democrats want our ICE agents to be targeted by the cartels.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana talks.
Yeah, this story at thefederalist.com. Democrats are the party of mentally unstable nut jobs. And then Charlie Kirk and Jimmy Failla. 51% of conservatives have excellent mental health versus only 20% of liberals. Who else did not need a poll to know this? I mean, it's kind of like the city of Missoula and what the city of Missoula just did earlier this week, where the city council in a 9-2 vote voted to make the rainbow flag, the LGBTQ, RSTL, WTF was, I think, the acronym that Rush Limbaugh would add to it, to make that flag their official city flag. You don't need a study to tell you that these people are mentally unstable nut jobs. Missoula will tell you. The city government in Missoula will tell you. They will fly the flag high, high and proud, so that when you drive through on I-90, and you see that flag flying high, you're like, oh, yeah, they have a city government that is run by a bunch of mentally unstable nut jobs. Look at the flag. Look at our flag. They are telling you. You don't need a study. They are telling you that they're a bunch of mentally unstable nut jobs. All right. Now, I want to go back to this whole, by the way, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. I want to go back to this ICE story, because there are some of these folks on the left, some of these Democrats, they are mad that they can't see the faces and know the names of our ICE agents. Or DEA agents or ATF agents. I mean, you know, pick your law enforcement agency that is trying to bag and tag the worst of the worst operating on American soil. And the Democrats demand to know who these people are as they go arrest terrorists or drug cartel operatives or illegal aliens. And why? Why do they so desperately want to know this? I mean, it's almost as if They want the Mexican drug cartels and the Tren de Aragua gangbangers to be able to target these people and their families, or whatever other left-wing wacko is out there trying to do harm to the men and women serving our country. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, oh, Aaron, these are just isolated incidents. This is just a handful of radical left-wing folks out there at some of these protests. It's not the Democrats. You know, don't be too broad in your generalization here. Okay, yeah, that would be a fair point to make. Well, why then is Hakeem Jeffries, who is the leader for the Democrats in the House of Representatives, one of the top leaders for the Democrat Party elected in office right now. He and Chuck Schumer are two of the top elected Democrats at the national level. He is the Democrat Party.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people will be unsuccessful in doing that. This is America. This is not the Soviet Union. We're not behind the Iron Curtain. This is not the 1930s. And every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will, of course, be identified.
It's not the 1930s. Then why do we have Islamic terrorists trying to burn Jews alive on American soil? This is what Hakeem Jeffries is mad about. He's mad. By the way, so he thinks that the drug cartels in Trinidad and Aragua should be able to see the faces and know the names and know the home addresses of the family members of these ICE agents. He's big mad about that. But remember when a Capitol Police officer shot and killed an unarmed woman in the Capitol? Remember how long it took before we even knew who that person was or what their political affiliation was or what their background was? Hakeem Jeffries wasn't big mad about an unarmed woman being shot by an unnamed Capitol Police officer, but now that his illegal aliens are being rounded up in the country, now he's big mad about that. Into the phone lines we go. We've got Adam in Joliet. Adam, what's going on? Thanks for the call.
Hey, man, I just wanted to talk about mental instability in Democrats. It's, you know, they're just all riddled with Trump derangement syndrome. If only there was a cure.
What would that cure be?
I don't know, maybe common sense.
Yeah, how do they get, because even before they had Trump derangement syndrome, they had John McCain syndrome. They had Mitt Romney syndrome. They had George W. Bush syndrome. They had H.W. Bush. They had Reagan syndrome. I mean, it's just like, and then whoever the next guy or gal is, they're going to be as equally deranged in opposition to them, too.
It's a brutal epidemic. And I think we all should pull our money together and hire a bunch of psychotherapists to help these fine folks out.
Except for the problem is a lot of the psychotherapists are the ones that are pushing this derangement. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
You know, it's wishful thinking.
Yeah, wishful thinking. I hear you on that front. All right. There's some great ones out there, too, though. But by and large, you see these associations embracing some of this stuff. It's crazy, probably because they see they can profit off of it. All right, Adam, great to hear from you. Let's go next. We got Grandpa Lou online, too, calling from Billings. Good to hear from you, Grandpa Lou. What's going on?
Well, good morning, Aaron. I just want to say thank you for everything that you do and staying in the fight. And about all these demon rats and stuff, the next thing we're going to hear from them is that it was mostly a peaceful flamethrower. Thank you and have a good day.
Yeah. Why aren't they complaining about the carbon emissions, right? Why aren't they complaining about that? It's kind of like the bussy kids that are a part of these climate change lawsuits. They're now a part of this. He was the Democrat candidate for governor. They're now a part of this absurd federal lawsuit that was filed in federal court in Butte. What's one of their big complaints? Well, because of climate change, I might not be able to drive to the ski hill and go skiing. What? It's like, I was just thinking about this as I was driving my carbon-emitting pickup yesterday. I should have called it a truck for Jim in Great Falls just to set off Jim in Great Falls again. You know, it's like, wait a minute. If you climate kids think that the world is going to end when it was supposed to, wasn't it already supposed to end because of climate change like 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago already? Every time they say the world's going to end, these false prophets of the climate cult left are always saying the world's going to end. And then we get past the world's going to end deadline and somehow we're still here. But I was thinking about this. It's like one of the bussy kids is claiming that climate change is ruining his theater career. So dramatic. Climate change is ruining his theater career. Somehow there's kids still doing the Big Fork Summer Theater and still doing the Fort Peck Summer Theater this summer, but not the bussy kids. No, their careers have been ruined because of climate change. So instead they get to go to the melodramatic Bernie Sanders and AOC rallies on behalf of their Democrat candidate dad. Man. But here's the deal. If you think that carbon dioxide emissions are the reason why you may not be able to go skiing, here's the deal. You shouldn't be driving up the ski hill to begin with. You shouldn't be driving anywhere. Because if you're blaming CO2 emissions for the reason for all the climate change or whatever, then why are you driving up the mountain to begin with? You should just be staying home. I mean, it's just so hypocritical and just so absurd. And they're poking Butte in the eye. I put a story on our Montana Talks website right now about how, look, if they are successful, if the Montana Democrats and the bussies and the helds are successful with this lawsuit that they just filed in federal court, they would absolutely kill the Butte economy and any other economic opportunities for our friends in Butte. Listening right now on 1370 KXTL. I caught up with J.P. Gallagher, who's the Butte Silver Bow commissioner, or chief executive, I apologize, chief executive. It's kind of like the mayor slash county commissioner combo. And, you know, he was real excited. He said, hey, we're working to bring this data center to Butte. It could potentially be a $4 billion with a B, $4 billion investment in Butte. He was really excited about that. Do you know, that whole project relies on energy, massive amounts of energy. In other words, if the climate kids in the Montana Democrat Party has their way, you can kiss your mine goodbye. You can kiss your farm and ranch operations goodbye. And never say hello to the data center either.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The idea that the European Union charges us a 10% tax on every automobile that is American made that is sold in the European Union countries, and add to that a 20% VAT tax, value added tax, national sales tax. Well, that's 30% above sticker price. And that's why they're selling 10 cars, foreign cars in America, to every one car sold in America. And Donald Trump was able to garner the world's attention. And then we saw the deal with Great Britain. We saw the deal with China, although apparently China is violating aspects of that deal that has to be renegotiated. We expect deals with India. I expect the deal eventually with the European Union.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, crime continues to go up. Violence is happening in small towns and big cities all around the country. That means that you need something on you at all times. Now, Byrna, BYRNA, they want you to conceal everywhere you go, and that's why they made their brand new compact launcher, touted as the world's smallest, less lethal pistol launcher. Now, it's the same size as a smartphone with the firepower that you will need to stop an attacker right in their tracks. Now, it's equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition. It's designed to incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. Now, the compact launcher is perfect for women that want protection but don't want to carry a firearm. And if you're traveling this summer, well, Byrna is legal in all 50 states. Byrna requires no background check. It can be shipped directly to your door. And Byrna is proudly American. Each unit hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Go to Byrna, BYRNA.com today. Or try, before you buy, find a Byrna dealer partner near you. That's BYRNA.com.
Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Duran Duran teasing new music, sharing a post on social media, captioning it, working with our good friend Niall at Abbey Road Studios this weekend. Stay tuned. The reunion marks the first time Niall Rogers and Duran Duran have worked together in nearly a decade. Rogers remixed the band's first Billboard number one single, The Reflex, in 1984, and a renowned 90s rock band releases its first new music in 25 years. Pavement released a soundtrack for the band's upcoming documentary, including a new song, which marks Pavement's first new material since the band's 1999 EP, Major Leagues. The film, titled Pavements, chronicles the band's rise to fame in the 90s, blending behind-the-scenes footage and actor portrayals. It has a wide release set Friday. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we've got the phone lines open for you right now. If you call 406-294-0970, we should be able to sneak you on before we run out of time this hour of the show. We should have some open phones time later in the 9 o'clock hour, although Sandy Vasica, the Missoula City Council member, a great one at that, she may join us later on. And first, we've got Chris Gallus, the Commissioner of Political Practices, kicking off the 9 o'clock hour. So now is a great time to call. Hey, here's a fun deal we're doing before we get to our next call. This is a really fun deal. So we've got a weekly giveaway that we're going to do, that we're taking part in here. We're going to be sharing trivia about each of Montana's seven tourism regions. A different tourism region will be featured each week. And then at the end of the week, one lucky listener will have the chance to win a tourism package provided by that region. Week one, we start with Indian Country. And, I mean, it's incredible when you think about it. There are over 140 museums across Montana, several of which prominently feature Native American history and culture and recognize and honor Montana's tribal nations and citizens. There's also 28 national historic landmarks across Montana, 11 of which are connected to Montana's American Indian stories, significant events, and experiences as well. With this week's giveaway, they're offering up Sun Tours guided tour for four people. And so, yeah, just sounds like a really cool opportunity for you here. Sun Tours is a Blackfeet-owned and operated local family business. Here's how you can win, get in on the chance to win this week's giveaway. Go to visitmt.com/giveaway. Visitmt.com/giveaway. All right, Ken in the Billings Heights on the phone lines. Ken, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Well, there's a couple things. There's between carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide we need. Carbon monoxide we don't need. But, you know, the thing is, if somebody wants to mess with some kind of, an entity that's going to be in Butte, Montana, some kind of big business, that's the wrong people to get on the wrong side of, because I know for a fact from over my years is that you don't mess with the people in Butte if they've got something big going on.
Butte versus everybody. No, that's a great point. That's why to me, the fact that the Montana Democrats are poking Butte in the eye by filing this so-called climate lawsuit in Butte in federal court, I mean, you could have filed that case in Missoula, but you went to Butte to tell the people of Butte just how nuts the modern-day Democrat Party is. I mean, look, people have been abandoning the Democrat Party even in Butte in bigger numbers. I hope this finally pushes people over the top. By the way, speaking of Butte, I thought this was interesting. So, golly, I know we're getting short of Ken, thanks for the call. I just read this headline here. So, you know, the Montana Women's Prison. Right now, the Montana Women's Prison is in Billings, but they're talking about building a new women's prison that would either be located in Billings or in Butte. Now, I would have assumed, in fact, when I spoke with J.P. Gallagher, I think he sounded very excited that, the chief executive, that he would like to see the women's prison be built in Butte. You know, it's jobs, it's economic development, et cetera. But I just saw a headline here that apparently from the Montana Standard, a couple of Butte Silver Bow commissioners say they want the Montana Department of Corrections to share more information on any potential plans to build a new women's prison in Butte before a decision is made. So it looks like a couple of Butte Silver Bow commissioners are pushing back on this opportunity for Butte, which I thought was kind of interesting, because I figured, folks in Butte would be like, you know, bending over backwards for this type of economic development. Plus, it's government jobs, and some of the government union guys love the government jobs, but apparently a couple of the Butte Silver Bow commissioners are kind of looking a gift horse in the mouth is what it looks like, based off my initial read anyway. But all right, stand by. We'll get your national news in, and then Commissioner of Political Practices joins us.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The essence of economic thinking is that incentives matter. Behavior that is rewarded tends to happen, and that which is penalized doesn't, and policy should recognize that. But what to do when incentives pull us in different directions? Consider patents and patent law. Patents create monopolies. If I patent something, you can't use it without paying me. Monopolies are bad. They push prices up and impose limits on production. But if we don't let inventors get a return on their innovation, they'll produce less of it, and we all suffer from that loss. And so we limit the duration of patents, typically to 20 years. Most of us encounter that limit when we purchase drugs, with the appearance of generic substitutes usually bringing prices down. But we have policy incentives to thank for that as well, since the process of copying a drug takes time and resources. That's why the laws grant the first generic drug maker to develop a successful copy, 180-day mini-monopoly over that product. I'm Patrick Barkley.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.